Yep.
Like that?
Yes. Hello and welcome to episode 45 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer to talk about what's going on. This week was pretty exciting. A lot of Supreme Court crap happened. A lot of Olympic stuff.
The end of the term, and it was to be expected that it was going to be a lot of last minute ruling stuff coming out, It shocked some people, didn't shock others,
Well, when we get into it, I'll get further into it. But I believe I brought it up before that the reason why the Supreme Court has been so unanimous lately is because they're not making real judgments that are sweeping legislation, sweeping judgments. They seem to be case by case things. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's how they're getting away with doing so much of this. But there's a whole story behind all that we'll get into when we dig into that crap. I always like to start out with the funny stuff. That's kind of news, but not really. Bill Cosby's out of prison.
Yep.
That's pissing a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah.
Problem is, I'm seeing a whole bunch of people saying it's not justice and all this other stuff. And I understand their argument, but do they realize why he was let out?
No, I don't think they do.
It seems like the average person seems to think he was just released because let's let him out of jail. His rights were violated in this entire case.
Yeah.
And due process was not followed. And as much as it might piss you off that this guilty man's going free, it's better that 100 guilty men go free before one innocent man is imprisoned, right?
Uh-huh.
And it seems like we're pushing the opposite of that right now, saying, keep him in jail. We don't care what the rules are. We don't care if the cops broke the laws to put him in jail. We'd rather 100 innocent men sit in prison before one guilty man goes free.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure BLM disagrees with that argument. Just my, don't worry. You're not making.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry, the wife opened the door and she was all nervous that she was making a ton of noise. I was like, don't worry. I got this thing set good now. It's not even picking you up. Yeah, I mean, it does suck that this dude, I mean, he obviously drugged and raped these women. You know, I mean, he literally admitted to it to the DA or whatever.
He thought he wasn't getting in trouble.
Well, he signed all sorts of paperwork saying he wasn't going to be prosecuted if he gave all this information for a civil suit.
Yeah.
And then they went and prosecuted him on that information.
Yeah.
If you don't follow the rules, you can't do things that way. You know what I mean? And we have to hold the state to a higher standard than an 80 something year old guy who was doing gross things in the 50s. Doesn't make it okay what happened in the 50s, but I mean, a lot has changed since then.
Yeah. Yeah. And now he wants to go back out and start doing comedy again.
That might be a mistake.
Yeah, he said he wants to get back out and start performing again.
I think the guy that played Kramer would have better luck starting out doing tours again than Bill Cosby.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know how much money he really needs to make. He's 83 years old. He can legitimately sue the state of Pennsylvania for false prosecution and imprisonment.
Unlawful incarceration.
Yeah. And probably make, $200,000-$300,000 out of that deal alone.
He's been in prison for 3 years. He can get them for millions. Think of how much money Bill Cosby could have made in 3 years if he actually put the effort into it.
Yeah, but he hasn't been putting the effort into it in a long time.
True. I don't know. I think the last thing I saw him do was kids say the darndest things or something stupid. Enough about Bill Cosby. I think we're giving him too much time because he is a rapist. And not cool. What's this you got here about Bagram?
We turned the base over to the Afghanistans this week.
Just that one base.
Well, that was the largest base. We've been there in that base alone for 20 years. So,
yeah, I had a couple Bob Marine buddies that had been there to that exact place.
Yeah. It's been turned over to the Afghans, and it's a big thing, you know, because this is also the base. We've made some changes to it, obviously, but the Soviets use this base too.
Really? I probably knew that, but when I read the name, I instantly thought Bodrum. Where is that, in Turkey? No. Jeez Louise. Jebel Ali, maybe?
But this is a big deal because, you know, it's showing that, hey, we're serious about pulling out. NATO and U.S. forces just pulled out of one of the largest bases in Afghanistan. So,
what was Trump's timeline for getting out of Afghanistan?
We would have been out already.
But this is way ahead of Biden's timeline, right? He's talking about September 11th. We're going to leave.
He was talking about September 11th being. And they also said in the article that anything that the U.S. can't take with them equipment wise, they've been destroying a lot of it.
Oh my God. You know, it does bother me because all I can think of is how much money is going to be blown up. But that's the issue, is it's going to cost us more to bring this crap back home than it is to drop a bomb on it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Marine Corps can do a pretty good job of scuttling a base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think the Marines are there anymore. The Marines are one of the initial forces that goes in and
first in, last out.
Yeah, no, I didn't know they were last out. I thought it was first in and the Army's last out.
Wow. The Army stays behind after the fighting's over for years, but you're right. But even with that, we still leave like two or three Marines guarding the gate. Look at every embassy, you know? But yeah, you're right. The Army does tend to stick around for several years after to make sure there's no uprisings or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for putting me in my place. The Marines won't like that, though. It's kind of like their phrase. Yeah, I wonder what I wonder if they could use an aircraft or what to blow it up. It'll be fun. I want to see that video. Oh, wow. It didn't take very long at all to show up. What's up, you sexy animal?
He's connected to audio now. He can hear you talk about him being sexy.
Oh, you couldn't even hear me a second ago? Jeez. What's up, you sexy animal?
Rock and roll. How you guys doing?
All right, man. We actually haven't got that far. Okay, cool. If we knew we were only going to be a couple minutes, I would have waited for you, bud.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Well, we haven't gone far, like I said. You have anything in particular you want to bring up with Bill Cosby?
Nah. Yes, actually, I do. I think people are not the district attorney doesn't do his due diligence. He's just rushing through, trying to make convictions. And I guess we're going to see the same results with Trump. What's going on in New York State?
Is that even on our list?
No. And because I'm going to wait and see if it goes anywhere. People make big headlines out of crap before, and then it turns out to be nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's a nothing burger, too. You know, it's like they've been pursuing the Trump organization in New York for like 3 or 4 years now, hardcore.
Yep.
And that's all they can get him on is a tax evasion charge.
And it's not even him. It's
CFO of the organization.
And then they're like, oh, it makes Trump look bad. It's like, yeah, I know. But if this guy's embezzling money, it's not necessarily the guy who hired him's fault. Usually if you're stealing money, it's not the guy who hired you's fault, right?
Yeah.
No, but at the same time, this is people don't realize it's not like shit like this always happens. And the IRS and them will like settle on something like, all right, just give at least half of what you own or something. And, like, things go under the rug. Okay, whatever. You know?
Yeah. Like a debt collector. If you settle with us right now, you can pay half of what you owe.
Yeah.
And we won't bother you anymore and we'll wipe it off your credit score, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like they're just people, you know, they're just making a big deal out of, you know. Like they didn't do the due diligence before the process with that thing, and now I guess it's looking bad. The DA, like, oh shoot, you know.
I believe the term is fruit of the poisonous tree.
Mm.
the evidence was not collected correctly, i.e. he signed a contract saying, I'm not going to get in trouble for telling you this right in here. And then they went and used the fruit of that to prosecute him.
Yeah, self-incrimination, Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, exactly. When he signed that that paperwork, it prevented him from being prosecuted by it. So it was exactly, it wasn't even violating his own Fifth Amendment right.
Yeah.
Which I understand you can't violate your own right, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He was protected. He had his legal condom on, if you will.
Yeah, so now the deal looks bad. So
yeah. Fortunately, that bitch put a pin through it before they got started.
And everybody's crying like, hold on, they let Britney is still in the, her thing, but they let Bill Cosby go. Like, okay, I thought Black Lives Matter, dude. you want to see your white, rich white lady go?
It's funny you say that, because I said the same thing about how if we don't follow the due process and do everything the right way, we would end up putting people in prison that don't belong in prison because people feel like they should be. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the entire argument BLM is making?
Yeah.
Is that they're just being locked up because people think that Black people should be in prison and be shot?
Mm-hmm.
No, exactly. And as much as this guy is obviously guilty, I mean, like you said, like we all know he had admitted it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The law says you can't do it this way. Yeah. That's just the way it is. And you can't try him again for this crime either, because we have to protect everyone.
Yeah, that's actually, what's the double jeopardy, Fifth Amendment too, still.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's something a lot of people don't realize is these amendments, particularly the Bill of Rights, have a whole bunch of rights in each of them.
Yeah, they're not just like, oh, the right to remain silent. No, actually, you know, there's more to it.
Yeah, and like, for example, how many rights can you name that are mentioned in the First Amendment?
Probably five. Freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom of religion, freedom of press, and oh shoot, I forgot the other ones.
I think that's all.
Grievance again.
No, that's in the Constitution itself. That grievances and petitions is like Article. Now you're gonna embarrass me. I need to read it again.
Anyways, but yeah, I like off the top of my head, boom.
Exactly. It's like people don't realize there's a whole bunch of rights provided in each of these amendments and. Well, not even provided by, outlined, because you already had these rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government just has to acknowledge them.
Yeah. But, and that's because of, thanks, New Hampshire, what is it, Rhode Island. Rhode Island wasn't going to sign the Constitution until we get, like, a Bill of Rights, you know. But anyways, that's for another different story.
Bodrum is in Turkey, isn't it?
Yeah. The what?
Bodrum. Sorry, just Bagram, Bahrain, and Bodrum has been in my head. Anyone listening to this show instead of watching, which is more than half of anyone who pays attention, Ray's wearing a shirt that says Bahrain on it.
Yeah. But they're twice.
I've been there twice myself. Yeah, it's very hot.
And it's cold, and it went summer and winter, and it gets fucking cold.
I was going to say, how bad was
there was. And that's how cold in there was.
Like, just imagine you getting used to working outside 120 degree temperature, and next you know, working on a 40 degree temperature. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking cold.
Oh, yeah.
It may not seem cold, but your body's not used to it. You know?
I bet when Brian was there, that's when it got its nickname, the sandbox.
No. Ray was there before me.
Well, no, I'm just saying, well, not that old. I'm just. That area is called the sandbox. But when I was there was like 200 tents set up around there in the sand. You could walk around and get a beer and like, you know, food or whatever.
Mm.
From what I understand, it started out with like five vendors and like a dancer.
I was stationed there. So I was allowed to walk
out in the city. You stationed? No, dude, I stopped in on the Carl Vinson twice.
Oh, no. Dude, I had a.
Oh, he was there. He had his
own. I had a room for myself, a whole master bedroom for myself, with a shower, tub, a movie theater, two movie theaters, two pools, indoor and outdoor, and restaurants. All paid by the United States Navy.
And he bought a boat in the process.
That too.
Sorry, I muted there for a second. Asked the wifey a quick question. She was stationed in Dubai.
Oh yeah.
And bounced through Bahrain on her way home. And what's even funnier, she were you actually stationed in Abu Dhabi or just bounced through?
No, I was actually stationed right outside.
Okay, she was just outside of Abu Dhabi, and she thought it was a made up city that Garfield used to send Nermal to. Okay. She's like, Abu Dhabi's not real.
That's where the ski resort's at.
No, that's in Jebel Ali, isn't it?
Okay.
Up in the Seven Star Hotel.
Dubai.
Yeah, I think Jebel Ali is the capital, isn't it? I don't know. I'm going to sound racist, but there's so many of these Middle Eastern countries that have been popping up and disappearing in the last 30 years that it's really tough to keep track of which one's which sometimes. I know it sounds like a jerk thing to say, but it's tough to keep them all straight sometimes. You know what I mean? It's like, How many countries can you name that fell out of the USSR? You know what I mean? You can't name them all. You know it.
Yeah.
All right. What's up with this bomb in California?
Bomb? Oh, the ATF or the SWAT team?
Yeah, they seize 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks.
Now, okay. California illegal or United States illegal?
California illegal.
Okay. So I don't know what their rules are, but they actually allow fireworks, don't they?
No, because of dry desert.
Not the entire state's not dry, dried out. I mean, look at Sacramento, the capital of the state.
Yeah, but I think it's just about state law. So.
And when they tried to safely detonate they call it improvised explosive devices from a home, it blew up cars and
flip a car.
Neighborhoods. And
it hurt 17 people.
Yeah.
Well,
including police officers.
They had a vehicle that was supposed to be able to house the explosive and absorb the blast.
Well, they put too many explosives in the vehicle.
Yeah, very possible. It sounds like they absolutely did. And I would laugh and say, that sounds stupid. But when I was in Israel, we saw this big steel egg looking. It was enormous in front of this elementary school. And had this giant steel frame at angle iron come down, attaching and welded to it everywhere. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, I was like, what the heck is that for? You know, I was like, what is that? That doesn't look like a playground. Doesn't look like a water thing. And a friend of mine who's a chief now cracked a joke and said, that's where they throw the bombs and they get dropped off. And I said, hey, that's not funny, dude. It's like, seriously, that's not funny. And the person working in the school said, no, that's actually what it's for. We throw if someone drops a bomb, if we throw it in there and that absorbs as much impact as possible. And I was like, I hope it does, because that thing's made out of giant hunks of steel. And if it doesn't, everyone's getting hurt.
Flying debris.
Yeah, all that shrapnel. And exactly, if it can't handle the blast, it makes it even more dangerous. And that's what happened with this. They put it in this truck up there in California, and it just... Maybe they had some kind of weird vent system to blow it straight up in the air.
You should have took little portions at a time.
No.
Because the reason why I was asking if fireworks were illegal, period, in Virginia, California, is because I know in Virginia, you can have anything that doesn't leave the ground.
Right.
Depends on the city code, too.
Well, yeah, there's always municipalities and such.
Yeah. A lot of you got butter rockets.
Goes,
we saw fights with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those things are tons of fun, dude.
Roman candles, too.
You guys didn't know. We fired bottle rockets out of his butt, too.
Jackass.
Navy, man. Navy, right?
Yeah.
Don't go to a Navy party if you are not prepared for a Navy party. Hey, Brian's being all quiet over there. Like, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. He's actually the reason why Navy parties are more tame than they used to be.
Sean had some help with that. No, I had to switch Wi-Fi networks because I was unstable. So,
oh, is that what was going on?
Yeah,
you got two Wi-Fi networks.
Yeah, a 5G and a
2.5
or 2.5G.
What's 5G like? Like your phone thing?
No,
this is like this 5G's internet wireless. Yeah,
well. 5G referring to your phone just means fifth generation satellite communication.
The cell phone thing is a new thing. The 5G has been the Wi-Fi for a while. That's what I got on my router. So it's like,
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm running, honestly, but typically it seems to be fast enough. My upload speed could be quicker, but I kind of just hit upload and walk away and come back, you know. At lunch the next day, and I'm like, oh, okay, published. geez Louise, we are barely moving forward. We are even worse than you. Oh, let me rephrase that. I am worse than usual getting distracted here.
Not as bad as when Zach was on the show.
Oh, no kidding, dude. That could, I actually had a lot of fun with him, and I'd like to have him on again.
Yeah.
But oh my God, we went down these. Well, it was a new person to talk to, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He just kept pointing at rabbit holes. but did you hear all these people saying that you should get, like, you should mix and match vaccines now?
No. That was frowned upon earlier in the process.
Every doctor that I can find online that's not like, Dr. Sanjay Gupta or Fauci.
Is he even a real doctor?
I don't know. He might be Dr. Phil. I don't know. As much as I respect Fauci. The man is a brilliant man, but he hasn't practiced medicine in what, 30 years? And he hasn't passed a medical board.
No, he makes more money than the president of the United States makes. That's how long he's been a government civilian.
Yes. And like I said, don't get me wrong. The man is brilliant. I don't think he's up to date. But every doctor I could find is saying, do not go and just get another vaccine. Right. That's why this article actually says, what was it? Bloomberg. I think it says, 4 months. It might've said weeks. This just sounds nuts to me, dude. Then they're saying, if you don't get a vaccine, you're crazy and you're dangerous. Like, dude, you're just pumping medicine, drugs into your body. You don't know what they do.
We're still experimental.
Yeah, it really isn't still in the experimental stage. And as I say every time, this is a perfect chance for the Democrats to say, Trump, you're wrong rushing drugs through. They could have blamed him for all sorts of stuff, but they didn't. Don't take our advice.
They believe in it.
Don't take our advice. Consult your doctor, not a random doctor, not a TV doctor. Speak to your doctor about any of this stuff. Nobody needs that kind of liability, even if it is a stupid show that 12 people listen to. I say that, but sometimes I get like 9 views. Sometimes I get like 15.
Yeah, we should get a banner. 9 views.
Yeah. I didn't even bother trying to publish last week's.
That went sideways.
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes.
Next topic.
Yeah, I there's not much to this, but it's attached to this corona thing. Some nude sunbathers got scared by a deer or something.
Yeah, in Australia.
Oh, in Australia.
Yeah. And okay. They're on a lockdown. Australia is big on the lockdowns down there. So
yeah.
They were locked down. They went nude sunbathing, got startled by a deer, and, you know, ended up in somebody else's property and got arrested.
Oh. So I didn't read this article because I was like, yeah, it's goofy.
Well, that's why I put it on there, because we have too much serious crap on here as it is. You know, it's nice to throw in a goofy article.
I know. Now I wish I had read it, because I would have put it at the top, because that's where I like to put the funny stuff. And I could have put that first in front of the funny. You know what I mean? But it's all right. It's my own fault that I didn't click on it. So they're not really going to get in trouble. If it was the neighbor's property, the neighbors aren't going to press charges.
Well, they could get a fine from the state, or whatever it's called in Australia, for breaking COVID protocols.
Even if you were being chased by a wild animal?
Yep, because they weren't supposed to be nude sunbathing.
I'm supposed to get gored by a deer instead of running away? That seems nuts to me. That's why we have court systems, though. So maybe a judge can say, I look at it and say, yeah, nah, come on. You know what I mean? $1,000. Oh, yeah, there you go, for breaking COVID. Oh, they already got fucked. Jeez Louise. Sorry. That's a little upsetting. Like, seriously, were they supposed to get gored by a deer?
All right, we're moving into your local news now.
I try to put local news in every week. I'm sure you've noticed, because I've brought it up for like a month straight now. This was huge, though. This made international news.
I saw it on my news feed earlier today.
There were 11 dudes arrested in Massachusetts on Route 95. They actually shut down the highway in both directions. Apparently, these dudes pulled over at, 1 or 2 in the morning over to the side of the highway and were refueling the vehicle that they were in with fuel that they had in their vehicle.
Right.
With what a layman would call assault rifles slung over their shoulders. And what someone who knows what they're talking about would say, and sidearms on their hips.
In Massachusetts?
It is not illegal to open carry a rifle in Massachusetts. There's all sorts of weird rules. It is absolutely illegal to open carry a pistol in Massachusetts. The entire state, you have to have a concealed permit to have a sidearm, period. Well, you're right. You're not even allowed to own one in your home without a permit to conceal carry.
When I was reading the article, it said that somebody put it on there that these people do not believe in the laws.
They didn't recognize the authority of the Massachusetts State Police.
Right.
What would they call themselves? The Rise of the Moorish?
Okay.
They're apparently Moroccan. And I do apologize for my... I'll just call myself racist again. I thought that the picture I saw on my cell phone, the guy looked kind of Hispanic. Apparently he's Moroccan. Yeah, I know, different continents.
They're close to Spain, so a lot of Moroccan people speak Spanish.
A lot of everyone speaks Spanish, dude. It's the most commonly spoken language on the planet.
Yeah.
English is.
Well, let me rephrase that. It's the most commonly spoken first language on the planet. It's something like 2/3 of the planet speaks English, which is nuts. These dudes, a couple of them ran off into the woods, which got arrested. They said they don't recognize the authority of the Massachusetts State Police, and there was some kind of standoff, but there was no conflict, no confrontation, no shots fired.
I bet that the people that are trying to drive on 95 would disagree with that statement. So traffic was totally shut down for hours going both directions.
True. But no one was shot at, which is good. No, you know what I mean? That's a big deal. What got me, though, is they arrested these people after several hours, and now they're trying to figure out what to charge them with.
Just figured that out before they arrested them.
That's what I said. I was like, and you know, there's plenty of, I think they used the wrong words, because they should have said we're pursuing every avenue to charge them versus we need to figure out what to charge them with. Because if you had nothing to charge you with, what did you arrest me for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. And but just the sheer fact these guys are open carrying pistols.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For anyone who doesn't know what sidearm means, it's a pistol or a knife, typically speaking. A small weapon, easily accessible quickly. I'm interested to see where this goes, though. They said they're not, what are those? They said they're not, they don't call themselves sovereign citizens. Well, you've heard of those folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they say, I'm an American citizen, I have all the rights of an American citizen, but I don't have to
right.
obey the rules of the United States because something stupid.
I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. they call themselves American nationals. Not American citizens. And there's all sorts of stuff that just made me go ask, like, where's this going?
Maybe they're related to Elizabeth Warren.
I think this is more of a situation of, I bet these guys are mostly illegal immigrants, honestly. Or at least have a lineage, for example, from Morocco. And don't like watching freedoms disappear. And I got a feeling they're what a lot of people would consider extremists, but not like they would think the Proud Boys are, even though these guys are actually armed. But like I said, I've never even heard of these guys. I'm very interested to see where this goes, though. I want to see who gets charged. And even the state police said they're very interested in just talking to these guys, because they're not opposed to talking about this.
Right.
And they want to get to know their ideology and all that other stuff. Because what, they come from Connecticut or Rhode Island?
I think it's Connecticut.
On the way to Maine for some training. And they even said the reason why they were refilling their gas tank by themselves with a fuel tank on the side of the highway was because they didn't want to show up to a gas station. Okay. They're wearing like tactical vests with like magazines in them with rifles on them and pistols. You know, you could have just taken that off and refueled your truck.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have put in your bag, wear regular clothes. You
That's
know.
What I mean. Just taking it off just to go to the gas station.
Keep somebody in, you know, always by the car and, you know, like, okay.
It almost, all right.
You know,
seems a little conspiracy theory here is that one, they didn't think of doing that, and two, that they happened to have a state trooper drive by when they were filling their gas tank at 2 o'clock in the morning. Almost seems like they did something, like almost like they knew the patterns of the cops and they wanted to get have this happen.
One, the publicity.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if that's what they were doing, but it almost seems like. Like, realistically, what are the odds are that when you're pouring a gas tank into your car, a state trooper drives by and offers assistance? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, usually whenever you get pulled over, like, state trooper will stop by, like, just to, like, hey, what's going on, you know? To make sure.
True, but what are the odds one actually drove by while you were taking, what 10 minutes?
They had to move. I had a flat tire, like a tire blew up. Me and my wife, we were driving to my property, and luckily, sheriff police stopped by. Like, hey, you guys okay? Like, yeah, I just got a flat tire. You know, like, okay, let me block traffic for you. And he blocked traffic. You know, like, put his vehicle in a certain way. So
that if something did hit it, they would ricochet away from you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you put the light on, which is kind of cool.
Protect and serve.
Yeah.
But again, you were lucky as crap that a state trooper happened to be driving by when you were on the
sheriff,
side of the road.
Sheriff.
Okay.
Yeah. It was in a highway too, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was just crap luck that they happened to be right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I brought this up last week. I'm pretty sure you were around for this part of the conversation. I am actually starting to think that maybe the far lefties are right, and we should abolish, not just defund the police.
Abolish the police?
abolish them altogether. Well, in small communities.
Excuse the sheriff.
Yeah, in small communities. You know, I mean, you can't do it in like Boston or New York City because.
Yeah. Well, like, let me ask you this. Whenever you call a cop, usually they show up after the scene. They don't show up before. Rare occasion to show up, you know.
Well, you don't call a cop until after something happened.
Yeah.
Right? Then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you actually vote for the guy in charge of the authority, you know, the quote police force, maybe they're going to be a little more accountable to the people.
Yeah. It's like instead of having a chief of police, having the sheriff.
Yeah.
Sheriff, and, you know.
I will say that I'm a little confused about this deputy thing in terms of how deputization happens, but I'm pretty sure that's a county by county thing. And that's
what sheriffs are too.
Well, that's actually what we're talking about, sheriffs is deputies. And that I'm pretty sure that's a county by county thing, the way they, how they do that.
Yeah. You can swear in if somebody needs to be a sheriff or be a deputy.
Yeah. I mean, and you could have any sheriff just put a standard saying you've had to have, you know, done police academy, for example, to be deputized. Yeah. Whatever standard they want, because they're accountable to the people because they have to be reelected.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like this idea a lot more than an appointed commissioner or chief.
Yeah, chief of police. And you don't have to have him for like 40 years, you pay in retirement too. You can just like, hey, do 2 terms. You don't have to worry about retirement.
And it depends on all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
For example, a congressman in the United States gets a retirement after 1 term.
I know, that's bullshit.
It absolutely is. And I don't think the president should either.
Yeah, they shouldn't, because well, if you do such a great job, I'm sure any company will hire you as a CEO.
From the president?
No, like except when you become, you're a president, you got executive, you know, executive experience now. You can go in the private sector now.
Yeah. Ideally make way more money. I don't understand how so many people in the government make so much money. It's obscene how much money some of these people get paid.
You talk about how the politicians make more money. I don't know if you heard what's going on here in Virginia. We used to have coin slots in every 7-Eleven.
It was like every gas station. It was
every gas station had that thing, which I hated personally because it takes parking spot. Like, oh shoot, I was trying to get something by you hitting here, sitting here at 7-Eleven playing the coin things and all.
But every owner of those gas stations got a cutback out of the money spent on those machines.
What the hell are you talking about?
Slot machines, basically, in gas stations.
Since when?
Like last year.
Well, they've been around for like 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I got to tell the wife this. I'm going to mute myself.
So guess what happened? The Virginia, like the Virginia lottery is like, we're losing money. Guess what now? They're illegal.
Well, and they also decided to legalize actual casino gambling. And the casinos didn't want competition from these machines either. So instead of giving money back to local business owners, they're going to give money to the
billionaire
casino operators instead. Norfolk's getting a casino. Portsmouth's getting a casino. Richmond's getting a casino.
Kickback.
Yeah.
Run by quote unquote Indian tribes.
I believe you're supposed to call them indigenous peoples, even though all human beings evolved in Africa.
BIPOCs now. They changed that.
I'm an Indian like Elizabeth Warren. So,
well, here's the fun thing: is if an American, for example, you moved to India, would you be an American Indian?
Yep.
Or India would say, "No, you're an American. Shut up. We don't do that stupid crap."
Probably more likely that. Yeah.
I got a good laugh when it was a couple years ago. Actually, it was several years ago. They were talking about this black French dude or whatever, or a whole bunch of black French people and whatever. And they go, these French African-Americans. And it's like, you do realize African-American doesn't mean black, right?
Right.
It's like, if they're not if they're not American, they're not African American. I guess a lot of people don't understand that. Virginia legalized casinos. Norfolk's getting one. Sorry, I was going to mute, but I didn't. But after these dudes on 95 with all these ridiculous weapons, which I think is their right, but I will acknowledge Massachusetts has its own stupid gun laws. Speaking of that, what, the Sixth Circuit Court?
Yep.
Just said that bump stocks are not machine guns. And that's good to know, because a bump stock is literally a spring.
Well, Trump only put that rule in place because he was like trying to compromise with the anti-gun lobby to try to gain support on other issues. Didn't work.
I said this when it happened. I brought it up several times since then. That was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
People don't understand what a bump stock is. They make it sound like you can turn it into an automatic weapon.
No,
you could fire a little quicker if you train for a couple years. But it's designed so when you shoot a deer so you can have dinner tonight, you don't get a bruise on your shoulder from your 30-06. That's going to make your shoulder hurt for a day or two. And this is what blows my mind, is people don't understand what a deer hunting rifle is compared to an AR-15.
You can say an AR-15 is an automatic rifle. It's automatic rifle number 15.
Yeah, okay, it's armor light. I know, and that's what people say. It means automatic rifle. And it's like, automatic weapons have been illegal since, 1980? Just frustrating. I would rather be shot three times with an AR-15 than an M1 Garand once. Depending on the distance, obviously. But like an M1 Garand fired at a close distance? Dear God, dude, it's just going to rip your guts out. I mean, those things will fire over a mile. That was actually the big rifle used in World War I, an M1 Garand. And that is a literal weapon of war, and that was a bolt-action rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good picture, Ray.
What's that?
Whatever you're using now, or whatever you did, or turned a light on, whatever, you got a good picture.
I'll just log out, log back in.
Yeah, baby.
Are you still on your laptop or your phone?
Yeah, still my phone. I was using my phone before.
Okay.
Hey, are you using something like this?
A selfie stick?
Yeah, it's funny because the wife got this for me, and you know, it'll hold my phone, it's got a tripod and everything. It comes up to 6 feet.
He's got the light.
It's got the attachment for the light.
No, but this is like a little seat clamp that you attach it to your table.
Oh, I know that is. Yep. I used to have one of those for actually exactly the same thing. This is so that I can go out and do stuff in the yard and like record me making activated charcoal. I actually did a whole video about it. Or I did like 20 hours of recording and then I never made a video out of it. It was all garbage video because I was trying to hold my phone while reaching into a fire. And yeah, it was a pretty cool process though. I do have activated charcoal. I can purify water. I can pump your stomach.
I saw a guy using a barrel to put a lot of wood on it.
Same idea. I just did it on a smaller scale.
I know, but he burned everything. It's like, if I'm mistaken, he had the proper seal.
Yeah. It's funny. I actually had to go and punch extra holes in the lid because it kept popping off because it was overpressurizing.
Well, the defund the police movement was started by the GOP.
Yeah.
Hey, can you name a single Republican that said defund the police?
Ocasio-Cortez.
She is very far right. She's a far right extremist. I'm pretty sure she's
the next time.
Her and Gavin McGinnis actually founded the Proud Boys.
Yeah. Her, now, what is the other one? Nancy Pelosi. the vote for her again.
Don't you? Did you say don't vote for Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, she's a GOP. She defunded the police too. She's part of that conspiracy thing.
We can only wish.
Yeah, it's just funny. She said this like twice, and she was called out on it by who's the Fox News White House correspondent?
Ducey.
Peter Ducey?
Peter Ducey.
You know what's funny is I can kind of see his face, but I never would have come up with that name. I don't watch Fox News at all. I don't watch TV news at all. I do everything online, and I watch, you know what I mean, little pieces of this, little pieces of that, and read a ton of articles. Anyway, she couldn't name a single person, a single Republican, that wanted to defund the police. When pushed on, I'm like, name one. She goes, oh, well, crap.
I'll circle back.
Circle back.
You son of a bitch.
You're not ready.
No, you know what? You're right. I had two computers set up. I had a desktop that I was going to use to record the show. I was going to use this laptop to do sound stuff. The desktop's not working, right? It needs some kind of weird update and won't even run now, which is stupid because it just started working. And I didn't download anything new to play. I was just going to do Circle Back or something like that.
Yeah. Circle Back always works.
It does. I need to cut that down. I don't need her saying
Circle Back now. Ever since she started it, you hear it everywhere now.
Yeah, you hear it everywhere.
I heard it on my sailboat today.
Thing is it more common, or is it just you hear it more now? Or, you know what I mean? Is it like when you buy a car and you see that car everywhere?
Yeah, it's just that way.
There's a number 33.
Exactly. Now that you think 33 is some kind of weird magic number, you see it everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, every time you do, you make it a point to think about it, too.
Yeah. 33, the magic number. They got a jingle for it and everything.
They do too many jingles, dude. They could cut an hour out of their show if they didn't do those jingles.
People like the jingles.
Oh. Told you I was looking for work, right?
Yeah, you got a job.
I did tell you I did get work.
Oh, you told me you had an interview.
So, Sean's family told me this guy might be looking for work, or employees. So I went and spoke to this guy in graphic design. He said he's not particularly looking for help right now, because I mentioned the whole family, not Sean.
Right.
Apparently he knows his whole family. He literally lived across the street from them.
Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah. And I listed off all their names. I was like, of course. He walked me down like two doors to talk to this other person in a similar field in graphic design, advertising versus clothing, basically. I had an interview with, that was the one I was talking about. I had an interview with her, and I nailed that interview. I really did. She was super excited and everything. Never heard back. Then a week later, I get a call. Actually, Sean sent me a message like 2 days after our last episode saying, hey, did you speak to this guy at this place? I was like, yeah, like 2 weeks ago. He goes, well, he's looking for you. And so he shot me his info, and I messaged him, and he said, yeah, everything changed in 2 weeks. And I went ahead and interviewed, and I got hired like on the spot, which was cool, but we could have done this in 45 minutes and it took 2.5 hours. I was a little frustrated about that.
Yeah. So you're back in the clothing screening business?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing screen printing.
So you can create our Jeffrey and Brian show logo and start creating our merch.
I am not artistic myself. I am mechanical. Like, I can do the printing and all that stuff and maintain the equipment. Now, if anyone listening has some artwork they can give us, you know, royalty free,
of course,
we would love it. because that picture we have there is an old, old, old picture. I do like it though. Yeah, I'd like some new artwork, you know.
The kitchen doesn't look like that anymore.
I believe that, but the whole house doesn't look the same.
There's drywall up in there now.
Oh, between that and the outside storage room?
Yeah.
Where there used to be a wall. Yeah. Woman really really fixed you, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Good call. You don't even need a lawyer. All right, let's move on here a little bit. Did you hear this claim that Tucker Carlson thinks he's being?
Yes, I did. Being spied on by the NSA or the CIA or somebody.
NSA, he said. Yeah, he got a whistleblower whatever notification, and they said, excuse me. They brought him information that you only would have known through a private email.
Right.
I haven't paid attention to Tucker Carlson in years, honestly. I will say when his name comes up, I typically agree with what he had to say, but he's an opinion guy.
Uh-huh. He's got better what ratings bothers than me. MSNBC or CNN, so...
Yes. Oh, shoot. He alone gets better ratings than all of CNN. I'm not even exaggerating with that. That's insane.
Yes, it is.
And then CNN's like, oh, Fox News lost ratings. It's like one dude on their channel gets more viewers than your entire network.
Right.
But I wouldn't think it was impossible that the NSA would be abusing their authority again. Well, Ed Snowden's still hiding in a Russian embassy, right?
Right.
Well,
I don't think he's in a...
Forever, I was going with that.
Oh, Edward Snowden is... I don't think he's in an embassy or anything. I think he's...
No, he's actually in Russia.
Hmm? He's just running wild in Russia, you know? He's got free reign of... Russia.
Yeah, it was someone else that was hiding in an embassy for a while.
Greenwald.
Oh, and then the English turned him over, didn't they?
Yeah.
The journalist.
Uh-huh. Brent Greenwald.
Yeah, it's awesome when the United States extradites a journalist from a foreign ally to prosecute a journalist, which is illegal like 9 times. But what gets me is that the White House and the NSA never denied the spying. They ran your circles going, oh, well, these are the rules. Do you really think we did that? And it's like, come out and say you didn't.
And they said he wasn't subject of an investigation. They didn't say he wasn't caught up in another investigation.
Isn't that how Michael Flynn got in trouble?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The highest ranking general in the United States.
Yeah.
Got caught up in some BS that, yeah. Well, then he got that turned out to be they threatened his family too, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
That was a whole.
That's why he took the plea deal. They threatened his family.
I know. By the way, anyone listening who doesn't typically listen, doesn't mean they threatened to like kill his family. They said they were going to find a reason to put him all in prison forever.
Yeah. And they tried hard to, like the federal government typically does when they want to, you know, coerce you into saying and doing whatever they want. They threatened to bankrupt him financially.
That's easy to do as a law enforcement, though, or criminal justice, I should say.
When he was convicted, or when he took the plea deal, I guarantee he lost his military pension for a while during that process.
Oh, yeah. And he probably got it back after the fact, but...
Yeah. But, you know, as a four-star general, your military pension is not something to sneeze about every month.
That's a lot of money coming to a four-star general.
Yeah. I bet it's like $5,000, $10,000 a month he was getting.
Well, you said that was a double amount, 5 to 10,000, but yeah, I bet it was closer to 10, honestly.
I'm not trying to do the math right now.
I'm not either, and I'm not going to ask you to tell us, but I mean, you're collecting a pension right now, right?
Yep.
And you did 20 years, and you left it. She did a medical retirement.
Right.
She's not getting the same retirement you are. It's not a bad check, though, is it?
No, it pays some bills every month.
All right.
And my VA check. You know, I get money from the VA, too, so.
I filed again.
Thank God.
Months ago. I even had a VA rep help me, and I haven't heard from him again.
Yeah, but you should be able to look up the status online now.
It's getting really frustrating, dude. Like frustrating to the point where I understand why people go freaking nuts sometimes.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court said New Jersey's got to give up their land.
Oh, I'm surprised there was a gap between that and the next one.
I put it in there to make it easy to read.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Then exactly.
You're Supreme Court together, and I'm trying to make.
I know. I put them together because they flow together. It's all Supreme Court stuff there.
Okay.
But you know, I like that. It does make it easier. That's why once I tried putting like little dashes in front of the links that are on top of each other, that didn't work out. They would just turn it into part of the link. Yeah. But this bothered me. Pan pipeline or something?
Yeah, there's a pipeline. And it was an approved pipeline, but they needed right away to go through more parts of New Jersey. New Jersey didn't want to give them the right away to do it.
Yeah, Penn East. And the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that they can say, F you, New Jersey, this is our property now. I don't know what to think of that. I will say it's interesting that the split in the court, it was a 5-4 split, and it was not on political lines. People just understood stuff different. And this is why we have a Supreme Court. It's actually exactly this.
Right.
But I think if this pipeline was approved to build the pipeline through, you know, yada, yada, and you say, no, I need over there too, why should New Jersey have to say, okay, it's yours now? And this article doesn't say it, and I'm assuming that no one's being able to be displaced, but I mean, are there houses that are going to be torn down because of this? Or farmland cut through? I don't know.
Definitely farmland. It's New Jersey, so.
New Jersey's either a highway that smells like an asshole or farmland.
Yeah.
95 in Jersey is disgusting, dude.
That's why you take the New Jersey Turnpike.
That is 95.
No, there's two different roads.
Well, 95 splits into like 35 different roads through Jersey.
Well, there's a toll road and there's free road.
Oh, I take the free one when I was driving from Virginia up here.
I take the toll road because it's cheaper.
You take the toll road because it's cheaper?
Yeah, less traffic.
Oh, well, I usually drove through the middle of the night. Oh my God. Remember the first time I brought the wife up here, we were driving through Jersey. Actually, before we got to Jersey, I was like, all right, put the windows up.
Well, you are on 95, about to go through Newark.
Exactly. I was like, all right, put the windows up. And she's like, okay. Well, I was like, because it stinks. Not even 10 minutes later, she goes, oh my God, you farted. And I was like, no, I didn't.
That's New Jersey.
She goes, you're trying to hotbox me. I was like, no. And she opened the window.
It got worse.
And New Jersey poured in. She goes, oh my God. I was like, it's New Jersey. Close the window. That was a long time ago. Oh my God, it smelled so bad. That I will say though, the truck stops or whatever, the rest stops along 95 in Jersey were pretty nice, but the truck stops and the rest stops, whatever, were everywhere up until you got to like New York. Then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
Not even don't have to, not allowed to.
Yeah. Yes. Usually that's why I stop halfway through New Jersey, right before New York. I get stopped and get gas because
I don't want to pay the extra buck.
I don't want to stop in New York and get gas.
No, oh. It's super expensive in New York.
Well, it depends which way you're going.
Right around the city.
Yeah, it depends on which you're way going you're going. Connecticut. He's going to Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then you top off in depending on where you're driving, you top off in like Norfolk.
That's where I'm going.
From Norfolk to Connecticut.
That's depending on where you're driving. I did a lot of work to my car. I used to make that drive in, and I was getting like almost 50 miles a gallon sometimes if I like was real easy on the throttle.
Yeah, well, we don't have all your sophisticated technology to throw into the rental car.
It wasn't sophisticated technology. It was weird, crazy ideas that actually paid off. But that turned into me just kind of like melting my tires off instead of saving fuel money. I blew that car up anyway. Actually, I got a picture somewhere of me getting 63 miles a gallon in that car at one point. Yeah, well, it was fun, but that. Yeah. But yeah, I used to make it. I think I used to fuel up right before New Jersey, no matter what. Mm. Yeah, Maryland. Because it was like an extra buck once you got to Jersey, and New York was even more than that. So you're coming to Connecticut?
Yeah.
When?
Next weekend.
Where in Connecticut?
Danbury area.
All right.
Yeah.
You know that's only like 60 miles from me, right?
I thought it was like 4 or 6 hours drive.
Do you know how small Connecticut's right there. Well, I'm on the South Shore of Massachusetts. I'm right near Plymouth.
I'm like 30 minutes from the New York border.
Oh, so you're okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were further up into Connecticut. Yeah, you're right there on the border. Yeah. New York's a good drive. It seems you look at the map like, oh, it's right there. New York City and Boston, they're right there. That's like a 5 hour drive if you're not speeding.
Right.
Yeah, 95. Good luck, fucking speeding.
Especially typically in Connecticut, it's a parking lot no matter what direction you're going. On
95. That's the worst. Right, Greenwich and Stamford right there always gets backed up.
Yeah.
And but usually
I go all the way down 80. Sometimes I go 87 north and come down south.
All right. All right, you ready to get into the Supreme Court crap?
Yeah, we kind of started it with the pipeline.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Again, the gap threw me off again. We got so distracted.
I'll stop putting the gap in there.
No, I have to get used to it. So these unanimous decisions we've been talking about over and over again.
Yep.
Over and over and over and over saying, is this normal? Is this normal?
No, it's not normal.
Okay. We were the first ones to notice this, and you know it, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks that no one's ever going to know this.
No.
But we brought this up at least a month ago, maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah.
Pointing this out, and it's like, this seems great. Then it kept happening. It's like, maybe this is wicked normal. And now even, who is it? NPR. ABC. No, never mind. Not NPR.
ABC News.
ABC News. Yeah, ABC News is saying that this ain't right. But what was your take on this one? As you click it to read it. Apparently, the Democrats didn't like the last two decisions made. And two in a row to them, losing two in a row apparently means we need to destroy the system.
Yeah, because they're not used to being in the minority. They're used to having total control over the judicial system. And they're just now beginning to realize what President Trump did in the last 4 years to totally change the court system.
You're absolutely right on that one, dude. And we brought this up, and a bunch of other people brought this up too. We weren't the first to bring that, say that. But like, even Ben Shapiro was saying, it's like, you guys do realize what just happened. It's like, you just turned over the entire Supreme Court to the right side of the aisle for 30 years.
But it's not just the Supreme Court. It's all the different levels of court.
All the federal judges.
Conservative, you know.
Because no one...
I mean, Biden basically had like 50, 60 vacancies to fill in the court system when he took office. Many people Trump put in the Republican Senate put through while his 4 years were in office. The only people that he had to replace was people that he had nominated to cabinet positions or people that retired and left the court system altogether.
Or died.
Or died, yeah.
RBG, for example.
Well, that happened with Trump, so.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking for a minute. Trump made it a point to replace every federal judge in the system that he could.
Yeah.
And Obama put it on hold, you know, back burner, and not saying that it's a Democrat thing. Neither Bush really got on it either.
You know, I mean, Clinton. We looked at, I think it was Carter we talked about last week. The reason he got to put so many nominations in his 4 years was that the Senate created a whole bunch of new judge positions during his tenure.
All right.
They created a whole bunch of new positions.
Before we go too much further, I understand you guys are allowed to have possession of marijuana right now.
I just added it to the list at the bottom.
I got a pack of them right here. Actually, this is crazy. That's just wait till
you're allowed to have possession of.
Yeah, you can have possession, but you can't buy or sell, right?
No.
Can you grow?
Yes, four plants per household.
Okay, so it's not illegal to get possession of it.
You can't buy the seeds. You can't be sold the seeds.
But can I give you the seed?
Yes.
All right. All right. They're looking to expand these once they figure out how it's going to work. They're trying to do it slow.
2024, they're expecting the rules. That's when they plan to implement the rules for recreational marijuana use. 2024.
This is a 5-pack that I picked up. But granted, there's only one left. But it's a pack of marijuana cigarettes. I can actually buy a pack of them. Come on, dude, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't have to roll them yourself.
Yeah, you know what? I actually prefer to roll myself. I don't like the way they do them. I just didn't have any more flour.
It's probably machine rolled.
Actually, from what I said, these guys, they have these cones that are made with the machine, and then someone packs it in.
Okay.
I am growing a plant out here, though.
Just one?
Yeah, I'm giving it a shot first to see if I can do it versus actually dumping some money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because this is new to me. But I am looking to do a 50-50 THC to CBD next year. to be able to make an ointment with it for, you know, pain and still smoke it. but yeah, man, hey, I don't understand why, but it's such a I understand the stigma, but I don't understand why it's illegal. And speaking of that, I'm jumping away. I'm jumping like two topics up. Exactly. Let's go right into Clarence Thomas. Unless you have more to bring up about Virginia marijuana.
No. It's still very confusing and in its infancy stages. So.
You should guys just, you really should just copy what Massachusetts did in terms of getting started. Basically, you're allowed to grow it in your yard, X number of plants.
Neighbors can't see your marijuana growing plants in Virginia.
My neighbors are allowed to see it, but only from their own property. My rule is you are not allowed to see my plant from the street unless you have binoculars or an aircraft, which would include a drone. So you're telling me if your yard's completely empty and your neighbor can just walk out and see your pot plant in your backyard, it's still illegal?
Yes.
I can give you a quick little tutorial how to build a tiny little greenhouse with one plant for like $50.
Make a video about it.
Yeah, I might actually make that video with my weird...
Ray's got the land to grow it, so...
Yeah, be careful. If he's growing more than he's allowed to, they might just seize your property.
Yeah.
But for real, dude, you have this property. Why aren't you growing pot plants on it? For real. No, like for real. Dude, you're still, doing nothing with it. You know it.
I know somebody that'd be happy to be donated to.
I'm still like illegal to do this under state law because of my certifications.
Oh, you need all sorts of licenses.
You can't grow weed with your CDL.
It doesn't say you can't grow it. It says you can't smoke it.
I know, but I don't want to take a chance.
Hook a brother up.
I'm telling you, Brian can make you a ton of money on that. And not Brian buying it, but he knows someone that will buy it and turn around and sell it, right?
Yeah.
I know you're at least one or two guys. You still talk to that fucking nut job and his wife?
Which one?
That Which one? Mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still talk to them every once in a while.
Jesus Christ, they're both crazy and you know it.
Michael's a little less crazy than his mom.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that neither one of them have killed each other yet.
Well, they don't live together.
Well, I meant him. Oh, what was that dude's name that was married to her there? I don't know if he still is.
No, they're in the process of getting divorced. Chris.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
It was a giant mess. And I was just trying to buy pot from the guy. And I had to deal with the bullshit of his marriage. His wife was like sending me like 15 text messages in like 3 minutes, giving me a hard time. I was like, dude, selling fucking pot. I'm buying it. Back off, bitch. You know? I was like, I don't care what you have to say. It's like, I'm just trying to get a bag. Oh, I feel like a jerk, but that was doomed to fail before it started.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court also threw out the California nonprofit donor disclosure law.
I agree with this. I think you should not be required to give your name if you give a significant sum of money to a charity.
I agree too.
That's the way I see it. That's private. F all of you. None of you have any business knowing where I give my money. And before you say it's because you're a fucking crazy right-wing extremist, this is California protecting, protecting George Santos. Okay.
What happened to you being leftist, dude? I thought you were being.
You thought I was what?
Nobody calls him a leftist.
What was it that you get upset about? I forgot.
I get pissed when I get called a conservative.
Yeah, somebody say something like, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Zach. He's like, I'm glad you're talking to a bunch of conservatives. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, he called me a conservative.
And because of these recent court rulings have come down, now the Dems are back to talking about eliminating the filibuster
and packing the court.
Packing the court. I love all this talk. I think we should keep talking about it for the next year and a half or so until the 2022 elections. And let's see what happens to the Senate and the House in the next election cycle.
Let's see what happens if Biden puts six judges on the Supreme Court. Let's see what happens in terms of who's elected next as president.
It won't be Biden. It won't be Kamala.
Oh, Kamala's not getting elected anyway. We're actually coming up to that later.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. That is in the list, dude. Do not worry. We'll get to that crap.
That is hilarious shit going on.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
I thought she was an heir apparent. Even though she can't get... She was out of the primaries before the first vote was cast for primaries because she couldn't convince anybody that she should be voted as a primary candidate.
Well, she was running for office. She called the current president, the current, right now current, not the current at the time.
Yeah.
The one she's VP under, a racist.
Well, there's a good possibility he might just be that.
I honestly, I'm not going to put any kind of that on Joe because I don't think Joe knows where he is.
But I think he's bitter about that shit. So that's why he, like, a lot of shit is leaking out. A lot of, like, he's just making her life miserable. Because usually the vice president just sits there, like, do nothing, you know. And once in a blue moon, you know, he takes charge of something that the president assigned him to. But she's a mediocre person, dude.
She's in charge of the border crisis.
Speaking of.
How's that going so far?
She went to El Paso.
For an hour. It was a drive-through visit.
Did we talk about this last week? The El Paso thing?
I don't think so. And then she flew out to Los Angeles for the weekend.
Well, El Paso is like the least area where you have to worry about illegal immigration. Because apparently El Paso is like far right. When I say far right, I mean if you walk by and whip your dick out, someone's not randomly going to suck it.
Not like Austin.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure that's where, what's his nuts? From
Beto O'Rourke?
From, no, Agenda.
Oh, they just moved out of there.
Oh, did he?
He moved out of Austin. He's about an hour outside of Austin now.
By the way, I hope you noticed, which I know you didn't. I said, what's his nuts? Because they always call it Massachusetts nuts. Have you noticed that?
Well, I mean, John C. DeVore calls Vegas. I don't remember now, but he used to have a phrase for Vegas too. But
it's always Massachusetts. No, it's not even usually DeVore. It's the other one saying Massachusetts nuts, reading this stuff. Actually, that's probably the people writing in the stuff. Putting it that way because of Dvorak. All right, I've been bullshitting too long. We were talking about Kamala.
We did briefly talk about court packing.
Yeah, that's right. That and we got off track and went into the like three other topics, right?
Yeah, but now we're about to move into Ray's favorite topic.
Pussy.
He's the one that brought this one up for the show.
Yeah.
What's that?
Transgender.
I got nothing against you transgender peoples.
No, not at all.
But as Ray said, men are better at everything to include beauty competitions.
Except for this.
We're good at everything, dude, so.
Except for the beauty pageants.
Well, apparently the man won the beauty. Oh,
transgender.
I understand that's not the acceptable way to put it, but I was being hyperbolic.
She won, yeah. And now her ultimate goal in life is to win the USA pageant.
That's Trump's. Trump owns that, right?
Not anymore. He sold it off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think before he became a president, even before that. Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, no way Trump's going to let that happen.
No, he's not. He has nothing to do with the pageant anymore.
Look, I don't got nothing.
And he also, since he got rid of the pageant, they also got rid of the swimsuit part of the pageant.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
I'm not necessarily.
Is she packing? That would have been. Oh man, they need to bring that back. Bring it back.
No. Oh my God. What?
Dude,
that Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Yes. That's the worst case of hemorrhoids I've ever seen in my life, dude.
That would be crazy. Like, see, like ABC or whatever is the one showing the Miss Universe, and all you see this pageant in the swimsuit, but it's all blurry. Like, what's going on here?
Hey, Ray, if you look at a jerk off, you know there's plenty of places to do that, right?
I know, but
Don't do Pornhub, though. Apparently, they're getting sued.
For what?
Oh, shit. We talked about this last week for like 20 minutes.
Oh, well, I don't remember, dude. I was drunk.
Oh, apparently, a whole bunch. You know how they have like a Wikipedia way of like publishing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a whole bunch of women did not consent.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I remember.
And those dudes should go to prison.
Yeah, of course, Bob. No, anyways, Bob, we were talking about transgender. Hey, man.
We should have the dirty tranny here.
They want to play this dirty game? Let's fucking play it. See who's the best, man. Oh, transgender. I mean, female transgender. Fuck it. Why not?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Look, I'm just saying, like, if the left is pushing this shit, let's see how far this shit is going to go.
What he's saying is the Republican Party should start.
No. I'm not even talking about political party. Let's see how far females want to accept this shit. Like,
if they're already pushing back. They're already pushing back.
Yeah, I know. But
what was it? A field hockey team made a big deal in high school. Now the Olympic weightlifters and runners are making a big deal about this and how they're being told they're not even bring it up. And I can't stop belching. Yeah, and they're saying that they're actually being told by like the Olympic Committee they're not supposed to talk about how this person was a dude until like 8 months ago.
But yeah, just saying, like, this is insane. Like, they want to play stupid games. Let's see how far they were willing to go with the stupid game.
You know, Ray, you have to take a step back and think about this for a minute, buddy. If you're going to let them play stupid games, that means you're playing stupid games with them, right?
No, I'm not. I just like you want to play the stupid game. I'm not going to be part of it. I'm not going
to
be.
By allowing them to do this, you're playing the stupid game and you're going to win a stupid prize.
But I'm saying, like, look, I'm not okay with it to begin with.
With what?
With the transgender participate in female sports or anything female related,
okay. You know?
But majority, like, nobody's talking. I mean, yeah, I still feel like it's still a small portion of society still against it in the United States. Okay. But they're not like voices like everybody else, like, yeah, the train is okay. You know, like okay, cool. You know, to start taking the job. Instead of taking you like, well, more, not job, but I talk about more like sports, beauty contests, you know, like Nevada is okay with this.
Well, the way I like to think of it, the example I've been making is in terms of at least Olympic athletes was.
Dude, a beauty contest, a guy's better, an ex-guy who is way better, beautiful than any female. In Nevada right now.
Yeah.
You've never been to a drag queen contest, have you?
Well, let's even look at sports competition.
Drag queens are different than transgender.
Oh, yeah. Drag queens are definitely different than trans. But this what could count as trans these days? Like, to me, trans means transitioning from one sex to the other, but people are saying they're non-binary transgender.
When are they going to arrive? Huh? When are they going to arrive to be a female? If transgender means you're supposed to be there at some point.
They're aspiring.
Caitlyn Jenner, how's she doing on her transition?
That's, geez, Christ, you know how I think. I've been trying to bring that up for like 10 minutes, referring to Olympics and athletes and transgender.
He's also running for governor of California.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. You know it. But Caitlyn Jenner is too conservative for California.
So was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So you're telling the training is too conservative for California?
That's exactly what I'm telling. I'm telling you the transgender. Oh, the Dirty Tranny has been on this show too many times. The Dirty Tranny is way too right wing to be on that, to be the governor of California.
So California bigots? Is that on both with him?
Yes. No, they absolutely bigots, because they assume that like black people and Hispanic people and transgender people and gay people can't do shit on their own and they need government assistance.
No. What I'm saying is like if people in California do not vote for
you Caitlyn sound Jenner, like Schwarzenegger when you say California.
California. So if they don't vote for Caitlyn Jenner, that means that
they're bigots, all bigots.
Everybody in California. I just using their stupid logics.
Oh yeah, no. I've learned that most of this country does not care about the message. They really do not. They care about the messenger. Like, let's be real. What did Biden change on Trump's vaccination plan?
Not a damn thing.
But Biden was a damn genius for using a different metric system. And by that, I mean, instead of saying, oh, we're going to give 2 shots a day for 50 days, Biden said, we're going to give 50 shots a day for 2 days. And all of a sudden, Biden was a fucking genius. You know, it's like he literally changed nothing.
Well, Biden,
but everyone loves it.
Is now saying that they created 1 million new jobs in the first 100 days of their administration. Because people are going back
throwing away syringes?
No, because people are going back to work from COVID lockdown.
They created those jobs?
Yeah.
So they created jobs that were allowed back because local Democrat governments took them away.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
See, this is what pisses me off, too, is if you try to bring this up with people that vote Democrat, they just call you a bigot, and then you point out the numbers to them, and they say you're anti-science. Like, no, this is what science is. It's looking at the data, asking questions, and you're telling me just to accept what I'm told.
Hey, you know what? I want you guys to back up with Joe Biden, please. He saved me 16 cents this weekend, okay?
Why, you barbecuing?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but you have to drive an extra mile and a half to go get your supplies for your barbecue because that's going to cost you more with the gasoline prices.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saving the 16 cents on because I know for a fact that because my brother's in the bread industry, bread prices went up. I guess you're saving it on hot dogs, maybe, but you would think hot dog prices have went up too, you know.
He made it a point to mention relish and ketchup.
Oh, okay. All right. So he
made it a point to bring them up.
Basically, he got in cahoots with John Kerry and they lowered the price on
Heinz
ketchup.
Heinz mustard and Heinz relish.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what happened.
No, I don't think it did, but
I'm just saying that he did make it a point to point out. He's like, we would relish it. And I was like, but yeah, okay, you're gonna save 16 hundredths of $1.
Oh yeah, well Ray, when we were on the boat today, he made sure to play me a YouTube guy that broke it down for you, you know, by mortgage payments and everything, how much 16 cents were going to save you. It was like He broke it down by, oh, yeah. Oh,
30 years, 16 cents a month. You're going to save like $8,000. That's it over 30 years.
He had it better than that, you know, but I can't do the math now. But it was fucking ridiculous.
They were using the, what is it? Elizabeth Warren math.
What's that
mean? Yeah, for like being her Native American.
I still can't believe she brought that up after she got her test done. No, I'm not kidding you. The average human being is more Neanderthal than she is American Indian. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. And she pointed this out. It's like, oh my God, you are the... So you were literally the whitest person on the planet.
Well, thankfully, she's still a senator for Massachusetts.
And how did that happen?
You voted for her.
It's what, one of what? Gee, oh, my God. It might be the whitest state in the country, honestly.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It really might be. Oh, maybe Maine or Vermont.
Maine, definitely Maine.
Yeah, that might, shit, Maine might be the whitest country in the country, whitest state in the country.
I thought it was Vermont.
It might be. My brother lives in Vermont.
You ever seen the Saturday Night Live sketch about Vermont?
A what now?
The Saturday Night Live sketch about Vermont.
I've probably seen a dozen of them.
No, like they were making fun of Vermont, like the southern races, like, we need to go somewhere that's really run by white people. And they're like, one guy's like, yeah, that's Vermont. No, like, somewhere we can, like...
No, like, North Carolina is what they're thinking.
Huh?
They're thinking, like, North Carolina. Yeah. It's no, like, no, yeah. Vermont. New Vermont. England.
Yeah, it's all white people. Like, well, it's just hilarious. It was hilarious.
Have you been to Vermont?
Yeah.
Dude, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I know the what's it called? The green hills is always green.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's are headquartered in Vermont. I've been to the factory.
Ben and Jerry sold it though.
Oh, okay.
Vermont's a mess. Now, yeah, Vermont's very socialist lately.
Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders.
All right. How much of this Olympics crap did we actually talk about?
No, we just skip a lot.
What are we talking about?
Olympics.
And so we have not got to the pot smoking Olympic runner that's been DQ'd.
Okay, we can go there, but I'm pretty sure that we haven't even talked about. Did we talk about the New Zealand weightlifter?
The trench.
No.
We like barely brace.
There, you already had Gwen Berry up there, and I had to search her name earlier.
Did I have? Where is it?
Oh, right there in the New Zealand weightlifter come.
Well, oh, I wrote that there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I actually, that's typing, not link. Yeah, Gwen Berry, she was the, what?
She's the protester that turned her back in the Olympic trials to the national anthem.
Yeah, so the trial, so you understand that you're here to represent this country, right?
Yeah. But I don't like the country.
So why are you here to represent us?
Just
to spit on us?
She wants to prove her. She wants to be another Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, and look how good that did for him.
I say that, but he's doing
amazing, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the Olympics even said that they won't let that crap happen. The Olympics said they're not allowing a single political statement.
Well, apparently,
in my opinion, that's the way all sports should be.
That's literally the point of the Olympics, is to put politics aside and not fight, right? That's the entire point.
Yeah.
Apparently, she had a sketchy... Twitter account from the hair pad.
Oh, yeah, she did.
That's not apparently. She definitely did.
And that all came out when she ran her mouth about the hate and the racism.
Yeah.
And how she was saying Mexican people are stupid. They don't like people. And I'm going to smack this white kid. And she said a whole bunch of stuff about Chinese people too. Oh, like heels and socks. Stupid Chinese. It's like you're saying everyone else is racist while you're doing the exact thing. Where are these hearts coming from?
Reactions.
You did that. I don't even know how you did that. Reactions, apparently. Criminy! Oh my god, it gave me a heart attack. Oh, never mind.
You're crying now.
Criminy! Anyway. I wish the Dirty Tranny was here, because I'd love to hear Clay's opinion on this transgender weightlifter.
Yeah, with all the transgender stuff that was on today's
show. That just happened.
We should have tried to get her out of there more.
I know, but you can't typecast her into that kind of role, you know what I mean?
Not at all, because she's nothing like that. I mean, she's been on the show several times. And
she's way more conservative than I am.
Oh, yeah. There's
way more.
But they did say that the way that this girl that just got busted for marijuana, she won't be able to run in her main category.
Is that 400 meter
dash? But it's a 30-day suspension, so by the time it's up, she'll be able to run in a relay race. So she still could win a medal in a group competition.
Now, see, that's interesting, because that goes against the argument I made as to why marijuana was an unacceptable drug in your system for a drug test for the Olympics.
Well, you know, and then we got Philip, what's his face, the swimmer, Michael Phelps, who smoked marijuana after the Olympics.
He had all of his medals taken away, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, had him taken away after the fact. And that's the thing, is that they're all worried about this particular, black woman, right?
Yeah.
No one gave a shit when it happened to a white dude. Right?
Right.
Actually, the wife brought this up today. She goes, "What about Michael Phelps? But they took like 7 medals from him."
And it was after the Olympics. I mean, it was like, it wasn't like the marijuana was affecting his competition at all, you know?
Which is funny, is the argument I made was people saying, like, oh, marijuana just slows you down. Like, how's that going to help your competition? And my argument was, you slow everything down when you train, and then you train without that impediment. When you compete, you compete without that impediment, and you're doing better. Just like people that go to Colorado for distance running training. You deal with an impediment. Yeah, the impediment, less oxygen, and then you come back down to regular oxygen, and you get rid of that.
There was no proof that Michael Phelps was smoking marijuana while he was training for the Olympics, ever.
Yeah, and there you go. It doesn't even come down to a proven to him drug. It comes down to, this is already being enforced. This is the rule, and no one seems to care. And not to mention, if you sign up to compete in the Olympics, you signed a dotted line.
You know you're going to be drug tested for a whole bunch of different drugs.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, that just means you didn't read your contract.
Yeah.
It sucks, because realistically, smoking a joint really shouldn't have ruined her career. But if I've had to pee in a cup, I've known not to smoke a joint. You know what I mean?
And we have. All 3 of us have done it. So
I've peed in many cups.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten so good that when I go to the doctors now and they say, hey, can you provide a urine sample? I'm like, hell yes, I can.
I've been don't lie to your doctor.
To be able to pee on the man.
Yeah, don't lie to your doctor. Just make sure when you pee in a cup that they're going to put a little stick in. But I will say, I did not actually smoke a lot of bud. I only smoked a little tiny bit of bud when I was enlisted. I didn't do a lot. I was actually pretty good.
Yeah, you had to be. We all did.
I smoke daily now. But as everyone's saying, Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas It's saying, it's like, who the fuck are you to put morality on other people, right?
Yep.
What?
All right, let's move on. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. What do you mean? What?
Oh, sorry. Okay. What? About what?
Clarence Thomas.
Oh, Clarence Thomas.
He said that the federal rules, the laws that are in place, do not apply anymore for marijuana.
What? Why anymore? They never did. You know they never did.
It should be a states' rights thing.
Exactly. Like 10th Amendment.
Pretty much is.
It should be states' rights, and the federal government got involved. And look at...
I can't wait for Roe v. Wade to be overturned and turned back over to the states.
Ooh.
As a states' rights issue, just like marijuana.
Well,
this hasn't actually been turned over. Marijuana hasn't been turned over to the states, though.
Did we talk about Roe v. Wade? Like, it wasn't abortion. It was like the federal government's not the doctor's not allowed to disclose to the government about what you guys did or talk about.
Isn't that literally what I talked about for like 10 minutes last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what you said. Was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, I was drunk. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right. That's what we do on this show. Yeah, but go ahead and read it. It literally says that they don't have to disclose to the government what happened.
Yeah.
And I mean...
But it's been interpreted. So
it's
been interpreted and like, my body, my choice.
Well, that's why the Democrats that are actually in government... have been terrified since Trump put so many justices in place that's gonna be overturned, because someone's gonna look at this ruling and say, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But this law,
Roe v. Wade decision actually made it so that Kevorkian shouldn't have gone to prison.
But he did, and he died.
Well, and he should have, but actually, you know, I'm not sure about that in terms of everything.
But what's the difference between killing an unborn baby and assisted suicide? They should be on the same plane.
No, assisted suicide, at least the adult has lived a... At least the person has lived a life long enough to know it's time to leave versus someone who hasn't even taken a breath yet.
Okay. So I agree with what you're saying. You know, I would the same thing. You know, it's like.
Informed consent. Okay. How's that?
Yeah.
Informed. Let me go Democrat on this. Informed consent.
So we've got a little bit. We just had a ranked choice Democrat primary happen in New York City for mayor.
Yeah.
And big surprise, ranked choice is causing utter chaos once again. There's several areas, countries, states that are trying to do this in the United States. And this just seems to be like a system that's ready for fraud, ripe for voter fraud when it comes to ranked choice, because you get to choose like the top five picks, and you know, then the people voting that are counting your ballots have to narrow it down each round. And all of a sudden, now that we're down to three people running for mayor in the Democrat ticket of New York City, all of a sudden, more ballots have been found, and they haven't even counted the absentee ballots yet.
Before we even get into that whole thing, I just want to bring up this ranked choice thing I don't like in general. Let's just think of it this way. Let's say you have 12 people that want to run for office.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of people have similar opinions, but none of them are the same. So everyone picks someone different. And then the next choice down, then it comes down to the common denominator. And we all know the common denominator is always the bottom, right? Now all of a sudden you're getting left with the Marxist-Leninist, because everyone voted them as the last choice, but everyone voted something different as the every other choice. I'm hitting mute or pause. Brian can figure out what he wants to do, but he rolled it. I'm gonna go freaking take a leak and hit this joint.
They hit it from behind.
Are we done with brain choice?
He went to take a piss and hit a joint. So this is like a break.
Right. You guys have a little recording warning?
Yeah.
Right.
They did that.
Quiet.
Where are we? Sorry.
You in Boston, Massachusetts. He's in Hampton, Virginia.
Have we talked that much about rank? We started on rank voting system in New York City.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
For somehow.
I mean, it's amazing how voter fraud didn't happen when Trump was being reelected.
These votes aren't real when someone else is being elected.
But now we're dealing with, now that there's Democrats that are, they're like political futures are on the line in New York City. Wait a minute, there's voter fraud going on here. All three candidates that are like left in the system have sued the New York City Board of Elections to see all of the ballots.
Well, yeah, didn't New York also Cuomo just pass some kind of weird law saying you guys get like half as much time to get ready for a campaign after a recall as you should?
I don't know.
Okay, he did. I thought it was a thing, but maybe not. Oh, Jesus Christ, there's so much more to go through.
Dude, this is a crazy week, though.
Every week's a crazy week.
Not compared to this week.
We skipped a bunch of stuff last week, too. So
we did. Last week kind of was a mess, though.
Yeah.
You were pissed off once we got Zumba.
I did. I was pissed the rest of the night because of that. And then I just...
You're still pissed about it.
I am. We're nobody. And someone sent our shit out just to be a dick.
That's why I put the group on lockdown. If you're really listening to the show at this point and the 2 hours into it, and you're a fan of the podcast and the YouTube channel, then you should go ahead and put in a request to join the Jeffrey and Brian show on Facebook, our new private group.
I forgot to put out our shit, man. Check us out. Shoot us an email, the Jeffrey and Brian show at gmail.com. Smash that like button.
Yeah. Buy our merch.
Yeah, buy our merch. We don't sell.
Not all at once.
Oh, you're in the business now, so we're about to start selling it.
Maybe, man. There's a minimum order, but the minimum order just means this is the least amount you're gonna pay.
Yeah.
Because it costs this much to run our gear.
Yeah. I could always spend a little bit of money on Fiverr. And we could create the Jeffrey and Brian show logo that we could get for screen printing,
Well, I mean, we could make a single order for like 50 shirts or 50 hats or something stupid.
Yeah.
And just sit on them until someone bought them. But no one's going to buy that crap, and you know it.
Well, there's three of us.
Yeah, exactly. The three of us will throw some money back into the pot to pay back for the next thing we're going to do.
We might be able to get the Dirty Tranny on the purchase.
Possibly. Sean might even buy one just to be like, who are they? They're like, oh, they're my buddies.
Yeah.
They're assholes.
I could see him buying some of our merch.
Yeah. Exactly. Just go back. Yeah. I actually am buddies with these assholes. And Yeah, one of them knows my mom and dad. The other one met him and spent what? Shoot, you have known him what, almost 20 years now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're so old. Thank God you're at least a decade older than me.
Yeah, I am. So we got
you're coming over 50, aren't you?
I'm over 50.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Democrat screen pounds dust when GOP female rep proposes protecting women's sports.
Yeah, did you see any of this?
No.
You see the video of the Ohio?
There might be a video.
Yeah, it is a video. Well, you don't see the guy screaming, but you can hear in the background what she's talking. You can see her talking.
Oh, yeah, she's talking about how letting these men compete against women just isn't fair. And she was saying that you were born a man. And well, where I was going with this Olympic weightlifter that I completely got distracted from. You know, like, for example, you got to train for like 20 years as a man with the bone density of a man and the fast twitch muscle tissue of a man. And don't get me wrong, when you start taking that testosterone, it decreases everything quickly. But you had 20 years training on that, you know? That's like taking steroids for 20 years.
Right.
Yeah. So I forgot what we were talking about. I meant to bring that up earlier and it pissed me off.
Oh, you're talking about this Ohio State, the Congress lady was talking about the Democrat.
Need to protect women's sports.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It's saying we shouldn't allow someone who's been born in doctors are even saying that prenatal crap, like before you even know the baby's been conceived, there's already a testosterone advantage. And it's truly amazing, actually. Like, it blew my mind to find that. I thought that crap didn't happen to you, like, 13. You know what I mean? You know, puberty. And puberty sucked.
So, the White House is in damage control mode after reports are getting out that Kamala Harris's office is in chaos.
By the way, just want to point out, that's a CNN article.
Yeah.
We don't always point out where we get these from. Every now and then I make it a point. So it's not Fox News saying that Kamala's been a giant cunt.
Right.
It's even CNN saying like, no, her staffers are quitting in insane numbers.
Only 6 months in.
Yeah. And basically, like, one person knows what's going on, and she knows more than Kamala does.
I believe that.
Yeah, they're not telling anyone else under them, and then anytime anything goes wrong, they throw someone else under the bus, to include a high-ranking aide. And I know it sounds like, whoa, how many aides does she have? All of them. She's the vice president of the United States, right? But yeah, they're firing people over her border crisis and not show them to the border thing. He's like, no, that was you choosing not to go.
Well, they're going with the excuse was, no, they got to get to the root of the border crisis by going to Central American countries to try to keep them there. But if you want to really get right down to the point of it was, the root of the border crisis currently is that Biden says, we'll let you in if I'm elected president.
And now he's saying you're not allowed in.
And people believe him at his word. That's why there's people all over the border that have let us in Biden t-shirts.
And how many are dying?
And, you know, they got the Biden Kamala Harris election t-shirts they're all wearing too.
Yep. Meanwhile, the president of the United States right now was the VP under the deporter in chief.
Right.
And I brought this up to actually my godmother recently. And she said, where did you make up a stupid name like that?
call himself that.
I played a YouTube video of him saying, I'm the reporter in chief.
Right. What'd she say?
She told me I invented it. I made it up. It wasn't real.
YouTube video up?
Huh?
You made the YouTube video up?
Yeah, she said I made the whole thing up as I did it myself. And I was like, how do you not remember all of this stuff? Like,
people don't pay attention.
Collective memory.
As I said, they don't care about the message. They care about the messenger. Trump was the first president elected into office that supported same-sex marriage before he was elected. No one even wants to address this.
Yeah.
Even the Republicans won't touch it. Obama was anti-same-sex marriage.
Until Biden came out for it.
Years in, Hillary Clinton ran for office against same-sex marriage. Yeah. But Trump's the bigot, and he was the only one who accepted it before he came into office. And I'm not saying Trump is a fucking genius. I'm just saying, why don't we have a look at what he actually said versus what CNN told us he said?
Yep.
But that makes me a bigot.
So yeah, we're still staying on the CNN categories.
That was an awesome transition, dude. Nice catch.
Ilhan Omar.
Ah, Jesus. She's from Massachusetts, too, isn't she?
I thought it was Michigan.
You're right.
Or Minnesota.
No, it's the other one. Yeah, you're right. It's the other one. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Minnesota. She came out saying that she doesn't regret equating the U.S. and Israel with Taliban, and she blames Jewish lawmakers. So here's the huge double standard that's going on in the Congress.
She tripled down, by the way.
Because Marjorie Greene Taylor came out and said similar things about different things, and she's been stripped of all her committee chairmen, the committees that she was on, by the House of Representatives. This lady says similar things, and because she's in the ruling party of the House of Representatives, she's getting completely ignored, and nobody really gives a crap about it.
Let me ask you this. Is she in a committee or something like that?
Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not a comedian.
She's not very funny.
No. Comedian. Any comedian?
Yeah, she's in the Foreign Intelligence Committee.
Okay, let me ask you. This is her first term?
I don't know if it's her first term or not.
No, she's a congresswoman, not a senator, right?
Yeah.
This has to be at least her second term.
Probably her second term, but how many congressmen? 400-something? But yeah, to pick up the freshman congressman to be in this kind of type of meeting.
I'm just saying that, you know, we're going to kick Republicans out of their committees for things they say in the past. We've got a Democrat congressman.
They're still trying to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's saying this now currently, and Pelosi is, I didn't hear her say that. I'm not going to discuss that. It's none of your business. She's like giving us the silent treatment on this.
Meanwhile, what are they doing to Marjorie Taylor Greene?
They stripped her of everything, and they're trying to kick her out of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and every committee and everything else. And speaking of that, I don't know if this is on the list. Mitch McConnell threatened to kick off any freshman congressman that was looking to get on Pelosi's...
That was McCarthy.
So that is on the list then.
I don't know if it's on the list or not, but Kevin McCarthy said anybody that joins the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th situation would be kicked off all their committees.
Yeah, problem is the name McCarthy to me.
Liz Cheney is off all her committees already.
No, the name, what bothers me is the name McCarthy, dude. I know it's before any of us have wanted to include you, but what, Senator Joe McCarthy? Was it 54?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What kind of mess? And he was a Republican, wasn't he?
Democrat. He was against Eisenhower.
He was against communists. He called everyone a communist and had them like basically either executed or blacklisted.
I think what McCarthy's trying to say is the Democrats stick together through thick and thin. That's how they get so much crap done. The Republicans don't give two shit and they don't stick together. And he's trying to convince them to stick together.
The Republicans are becoming more and more libertarian.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. I think conservatism is dying. In terms of a handful of things, they want to reserve some traditions, but in general, I got a feeling the conservatives are being replaced with libertarians saying, I don't care what you want to do, just don't shit on my front lawn. That's pretty much the way I see Republicans today, and maybe I'm wrong. But I haven't seen the Republican Party do anything in, what, 15 years? All I've ever seen now is, slow down, Democrats.
I haven't seen the Libertarian Party do anything ever.
Ever, because they're worthless. No, they're a giant bag of turd, you know it. By definition, they can't run the country. Right?
Yeah.
And I like the theory behind it, but I refuse to become a libertarian. That's why I always call myself a little L libertarian.
So what's this story that Biden keeps telling about the Amtrak conductor?
Ah, I read it like four times and I'm still having trouble understanding it, but CNN was on that told me he was lying.
CNN said he was lying? CNN
go ahead and read the end of that. CNN Politics did the fact check.
They're supposed to be all about Biden all the time.
Yeah, and they're like, no, he keeps telling the story with this conductor with Amtrak. And it's like, that dude was dead 10 years before this crap even happened or something like this. It's like, there's no way this happened. And you told the story like five times. I'm going to give CNN credit.
They raised the bullshit flag.
They did. And you don't see it a whole lot with Biden, but they've done it a handful of times. Actually, they're getting more and more lately. And we're making it a point to bring it up every time we can because, well, you called me a Nazi when I said it 8 months ago. And now all of a sudden it's the common consensus, right?
Here's another, I guess we're in the Biden category now.
Yeah, we're going to go through a handful of Biden, White
Biden
House.
Biden doesn't know how long he was out of the country for on his European trip.
Yeah, you shared this one.
Yeah. He added 5 days onto his trip, so he has no clue on the concept of time.
Yeah, that's even a weird amount of time to add, too. What, from 8 to 13?
Yeah.
I don't know where that goes, but it just kind of adds to he doesn't know where he is or what's going on.
Yeah, this just adds to... Is he really the president of the United States? Who's running the country? He may be have the title of president of the United States, but who's pulling the puppet strings?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not the Tuskegee Airmen.
No, they're too worried about their syphilis.
Apparently, they've all got syphilis. And not just have syphilis, but were actually part of an experiment to see how they died of syphilis. Anyone who doesn't know, the Tuskegee Airmen were a huge piece of American history. The United States Air Force, I believe, right?
There was no Air Force back then.
It was part of the Army Air Force.
Good call. It was the Army Air Corps.
Yeah.
You're right. It was before the Air Force is the Air Force.
And everybody tries to lump in that it was all black people, African American people in this organization.
Well, obviously, it's not a big enough piece of the population to run an entire squadron.
There were white people in here. There were Asian people in this squadron. Everybody was represented in the squadron.
No, it was very black, though.
Okay.
Well, compared to everything else, at least.
Yeah.
It was a big deal in U.S. war history. And Biden confused it with a freaking experiment of syphilis.
Vaccine for syphilis.
He's the president of the United States. Shouldn't he know better?
No. Gotta give Biden the benefit of the doubt. He should not know better.
He should know better, but you don't expect him to know better. That's even worse. Right. If you got more to say about this, go ahead. Okay, he's disappeared again. He just walks off. All right. This is something you shared to the group. Your cookout this weekend. Your barbecue. Yeah. You're gonna save 16 cents this year.
We talked about it at the beginning of the show.
Did we?
That's what Ray's on the show for. So I can break away when I need to.
But I brought some crap up that has already been talked about.
Beers today.
Huh?
I've had a couple of beers. I'm trying to keep up with the Jeffrey.
I know.
And Brian show, so.
And I like the way we managed to do this without having a giant conversation. Was I typically put it in the dock and organize it, and you highlight and move it. I like how we do that.
We already talked about the next category about how much money we're saving for July 4th cookouts.
That's what we just brought up. Apparently, we already talked about it.
Yeah.
16 cents, baby. Don't spend it all in one place.
16 hundredths of $1.
Yeah. Not really a thing. I don't know why they decided to make it a thing.
It's almost 3 yen. Yes. Why would you bring that up? Like, you spend 16 cents less. It's like, that's what you brought up?
Yeah.
Like, that was your best example?
On the Twitter account.
I shared this to
gas prices rise up $1.
Yeah, well, I shared this to a local group with my town in a private group or whatever. And someone came and was like, oh, 16 cents is a big deal. And I was like, do you understand gasoline's up a buck? Lumber's up like 600%, and steel is up like 900%. What do you need that for? It's like to build a greenhouse, to build a shed, to build a garden, to do anything.
Yeah.
It's like, just because you don't give a fuck doesn't mean that I don't want to improve my property. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we got MSNBC.
Go ahead, pronounce that one.
Eshkol for claiming that the new 4th of July ritual should be watching the Capitol riot video.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why you would sit down and watch the, was it? She's got a video from, I think she said CNN or whatever, that's 20 minutes of the riot. She's going to watch on 4th of July every year with her family.
Yeah, good. You have fun with that.
You know, I know it's so cliche, but like, really, if you hate this country so much, there's like 180 other like big deal countries you could be pretty comfortable in. Uh-huh. You know, another 200 that are garbage, but if you hate it so much, why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, you keep threatening to leave. Just do it. No one's going to stop you. Like,
no, ever.
Yeah, it's like, no, if you want to go ahead and roll out, go ahead. If you want to go to Sweden, awesome. But hope you know Sweden's even whiter. You know?
Yeah.
And you can go to Nigeria if you want, but they might literally cut your head off in your hands and make ashtrays out of them. Yo. I don't even know where the hell we started. I just went on a weird.
Talk about the congresswoman. Talk about the.
Oh, the right.
We're moving on to.
We're moving right on.
The Minneapolis official said she was held hostage.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they don't put in two key terms there. Black transgender. They held a black transgender Minneapolis official hostage. Oh, or maybe I'm looking at a different one. No, I think this is it. Yeah, and they forced her to sign, you know, like an agreement saying we're going to do all this stuff. It just seems nuts. It's like you elected this person to fix everything you thought was wrong, and now you're abducting them and forcing them to sign a document, which we all know is not legal, right?
Right.
And I just hope everyone understands that these, you know, three quarters white and a couple black folks doing this does not make it like a minority takeover. It's just a bunch of assholes attacking someone in their vehicle that's a government official. And yes, that government official was a black transgender person. But they forced her to sign some paperwork. Yeah, that's not legal. We all. Sorry, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Why would you even bother doing that? Basically saying you have to acknowledge what I have to say. It's like, no, I'm going to do whatever the fuck you want so you don't kill me. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
All right. By the way, you hear traffic accidents are racist now?
How is that possible?
Because apparently... big fart. Yeah, apparently the streets are narrower and a whole bunch of bullshit. But the issue is, they're talking about pedestrians being run over. Was their example of why traffic fatalities are more prominent in black areas? And they don't have sidewalks and all this stuff. And all I could think was who's driving through these black areas?
Exactly.
Running over pedestrians on the side of the road. It's not racism. And they blame the systems. They built the system. It's like, I drive down roads all the time. And I don't just swerve off onto the sidewalk and hit people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm weird that I don't just drive up on the sidewalk randomly. But I will say though that I think it's too easy to get and keep a driver's license in the United States. It should be way more difficult.
No, that would be racist now.
Hey, oh my God, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
I've started a program here in Mass. Mm. As much as I hate the idea, I'm trying to get Massachusetts to pay for identification for the indigent, the poor, the very poor. Just so Massachusetts doesn't have an argument to say that the poor can't afford to vote because they don't have ID. By the way, Massachusetts already has
it.
It's not on the list.
No, Arizona.
Look at that. Let's see where this goes. What about Arizona?
Well, the Supreme Court just ruled this week as one of their last cases that Arizona's new voting laws that they just put in place can remain in place because even though there are restrictions on how people can vote and what they have to do to vote, it's not an undue problem burden. For people to pull it undue burden to pull it off and actually do it. And this is the exact law situation that the Department of Justice just sued Georgia over their new voting laws.
By suing black people don't understand how to vote.
Right. You know, and so the Supreme Court has just made it harder for the Department of Justice to fight other states for restricting their voter laws, you know.
Another egg on the face.
Yeah.
I'm sure we brought it up before, but you do, I'm sure we talked about it. The federal government is trying to take over voting laws.
Well, they were, but the Senate shot down the bill.
They did?
So, yeah. So the bill is in limbo land right now until they can get it past the Senate.
If that makes it through a single round of government, from this point, I'm going to go buy a gun.
Also, the fact that if it actually were to get put in the law, that it would get shot down by the Supreme Court eventually. Because it's clearly in the Constitution that election rules are at the state level. States get to determine how their elections are held. No ifs, ands, or buts.
And that's how California gets away with doing the weird crap they do. And
the jungle system.
Yeah. Even Massachusetts. And now they're saying you're not allowed to even like, I'm not sure what this particular thing says. Like one of these things came up and said you're not even allowed to actually like physically count the ballots.
How do you do that? You don't count the ballots.
Look at the stack. Look at the stack. Determine which one's higher.
Yeah, same difference. All right. This is something I've been wanting to talk about all week. I put it out there for everyone. I hope you both looked into this for real. I want to talk about this. National Guard is doing something freaking crazy, and I'm still not sure if it's legal. Are they military or militia?
Every state can fund their National Guard, however the laws dictate in that state.
So it is a militia, not the military.
It's the National Guard.
So, for example, if the United States said Massachusetts National Guard, you go into Afghanistan, Massachusetts could say, no, we're not.
They could, but they wouldn't.
Lose funding.
The federal government's funding it at that point.
Federal government's funding almost all of our National Guard.
Except when they're going to the Texas border. The federal government is not funding any state National Guard going to the Texas border.
That's exactly the point.
The federal government doesn't give two shits about the southern border or the northern border. One reason there's no talk about the northern border right now is because Canada's got us locked down.
Yeah, the Canada won't let us in.
No.
By the way, has anyone really thought about that? Why is it racist to stop Mexico from running into the United States, but it's not for Canada to stop the United States? And you say, because you have the same color as skin.
COVID-19.
Not even that. I was going to go down to the, you considering a Mexican, a Honduran, Ecuadorian, Guatemalan the same thing.
Right. They're not.
No. And what's even worse is the average person that will argue against you don't even know what those countries are. By the way, it was all the Central American nations plus Mexico. I'm sorry, El Salvador.
Yeah, so that's what I got out of the article was that each state funds their National Guard however they fund it. So in theory, without digging too far into it, South Dakota may be able to take a private donation to fund their National Guard deployment to Texas.
That's Kristi Noem?
Yes.
I like her.
My pick for VP of the next Republican ticket.
Really? VP?
Uh-huh.
All right. I think she's got a little more time to serve. She's still kind of young.
She's a grandmother. Well,
she's got more experience than Kamala Harris had when she became VP.
Name anything Kamala Harris has done ever before she was VP.
Actually, this law that was just overturned in California by the Supreme Court on the bump stocks, I believe it was.
Yeah, she was involved in that.
No.
She was. She was the Attorney General in California when that law went into effect.
Was she pro-ban or anti-ban?
Pro-ban, of course. She's California.
Well, like I said, California's a huge state.
I know, but you're talking Democrat in California. Pro-ban. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, what you mean is two or three major cities took over the vote of the entire state.
Yeah.
So the people that live in the woods can't have a gun to shoot a pig that's killing their child.
True.
Sorry, Bill Burr joke that I bring up all the time. People keep telling me it's never okay to hit a woman, right?
Right.
Let's say you come home from work one day and your wife has already drowned two of your children in the bathtub and she's got the third one underwater. Am I supposed to just watch it happen? No, or do I run over and kick her in the jaw as hot as I can? A Bill Burr joke that I always thought was kind of funny. It's like, no, you kick her in the jaw as high as you can, then you hold her head underwater.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not the Redskins anymore.
No, they're the Washington football team.
They still haven't come up with a name?
Well, they've got trademark issues going on. Apparently, every name they want is owned by somebody else.
So, always have the goblins.
So they have to like try to buy the name.
Well, they also have to stop raping women.
Well, that might come in handy too.
Yeah, because apparently they've only done like a year of studying. They have like 250 some odd women or something like that. I didn't even click on it. But it's an insane number of women that were apparently diddled, and they owe like $10 million to the NFL right now.
Well, and Dan Snyder is on suspension, and his wife is now the new co-owner and co-CEO of the Washington football team.
You couldn't come up with a single name by now? Come on, man.
I know, we're going on like the third year of this cheesy name.
Yeah, why, at least Cougars or something stupid. Okay, you can't do Jaguars.
You can't do Cougars. That's talking about the older women that are looking for younger guys.
Yeah. Panthers. Or is there a...
There's already a Panthers.
Huh?
Yes, there's already a Panthers.
There's got to be... Wombat! You know what I mean? It's something better than the Washington football team. Because when you say, like, the Washington football team got in trouble for diddling a bunch of women, it sounds so much worse than, like, the Boston Bruins.
How many people actually say the Washington football team? People still recognize them as
they say Redskins. Team. You know they do. Yep. Shit, are we actually down to our last topic?
Yep.
Was that New York City?
We already did that New York City. Unless you got a new New York City topic.
About how the the governor asked everybody to cut down an AC.
Oh, we don't have that topic. Yeah.
Thank you.
Talk about it. I felt like complaining about, like, oh, how about you shut down Times Square?
Yeah, I was going to say, while you could see Times Square from the International Space Station.
Yeah,
and they're saying shut off your AC because it's burning fuel, and you're dumping out gigawatts.
Well, Well, I think we're back in the Jimmy Carter era.
Megawatts.
You guys were not alive when Jimmy Carter was president, but he actually showed up on national TV wearing a sweater saying, turn your thermostats down and put on more clothes.
Well, putting on more clothes is always easier than getting cooler, and you know it. And I'm not saying that what he did was right, but there was different technology that
Thanks to his speech, I refuse ever to have a smart system in my house.
Why?
I will not allow the electric company or the natural gas company to control the temperature of my thermostat ever.
They don't. A smart system, you control it. You can change it at any time, any point for any.
If you're signed up on their system, when they need peak temperatures, they can drop it whenever they want. They can drop your thermostat, thermostat.
We installed central air a couple of years ago up here in Mass, and it's amazing having AC. Oh my God. Oh my God. I never had AC growing up. Massachusetts is not that bad, but I mean, it gets up to 100 degrees a couple times a year. You know what I mean? It gets hot.
Well, here in Virginia, like, it's cool outside in the springtime, but I have to keep the windows closed because of the pollen.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I wish Brian was here for this, but I've been hearing cicadas up here.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I've only dealt with one cicada swarm before, and it was when I was in Virginia.
Mm.
But on the really, really hot days, I've heard three different times I've heard a cicada doing his chirp.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I'm not dealing with it like some of you guys down south are, but apparently you guys aren't even doing that bad.
No, here, but in D.C., they were really horrible over there.
Really?
It's so bad. The South Common that people are making pizza out of them.
Yeah. All right. I understand the idea of free food, but be careful. You have to cook it.
I know. Is it like the same thing as salmonella? The same bacteria?
Oh, I'm never, ever going to discourage someone from eating something for free. I'm just going to say, make sure it's properly cooked and you're not going to get sick. And the issue with cicadas is it takes a lot of work to make that safe to eat. It really does. And CNN actually made a big deal saying you should eat cicadas. He's like, oh, that'll help us with you know, all this crap in terms of money. It's like, the cicadas are every 17 years.
How much money is that going to save us? You know?
Yeah, you gotta wait 17 years to eat again? Oh, you're good with the bell. Shit, we actually covered the entire list.
And extra.
We haven't talked about Facebook and its new extremist warning.
Oh, yeah. They're worried about people becoming far-right extremists and, like, someone being an extremist to you. And there's, like, someone said, hey, don't kill babies. And you clicked like and you get an extremist warning. Versus go bang 15 dudes tonight and have an abortion. Now, I know a lot of people are going to get pissed off about that. Or I say that, but should get pissed off. But no one cares, dude. It's like abortion apparently is no issue. They don't consider that human life at all.
Well, anyways, guys, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we're probably rolling out in a minute too. Anyway, hey, what? I have a ton of seeds. No, I'm not kidding you. A ton of seeds. You want them? Some of them. I can send you 100, and it won't even affect my stash.
I'm good.
Really, dude? You can make money on this for real.
Dude, I barely can fucking do anything. I can barely get. I need to schedule my time so I can fix my car if I need to.
Well, I have one plant, and I've put minimal effort into it. I did train it in terms of how it grows. It's instead of being 2.5 feet or 3 feet tall, it's actually like 8 inches tall, but it grows out sideways. I'm telling you, man, you make money on this. You harvest your buds. I know you can move it.
Talking to me?
Yeah. I'm telling you, you grow a bunch of pot plants.
I know, but I can't. I got all this shit going on.
Just drop seeds in the ground and see what happens. Maybe you get free flower.
Nah, I'm good.
All right, that's the end of our show.
That is all our right. show. We're trying to give away free pot, but someone doesn't want it. I had fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you guys did too. Maybe I was a giant dick. I do that a lot.
Nope.
As I'm doing now. I had a lot of fun. I'm glad Guapo came back after he disappeared for like, what, 45 seconds? It wasn't very long.
I didn't even like whether he was coming back.
My mom was calling me and I rejected a phone call. So my body went
right back.
Huh?
And they called you right back?
No. The volume came, like, after I rejected the phone call, my phone value, the volume went down. So I couldn't hear what the fuck you guys were saying. So, like, okay, let me leave the app.
Okay.
And we'll come back on it to see the volume on the phone will come back to normal.
It did.
Excellent. Tomorrow I'm replacing my POW MIA flag in my yard with this one.
Okay.
Well, 4th of July, don't tread on me, right?
Yeah.
Apparently some people who live in my town do not like my Gadsden flag.
They know what it means?
No, but they think they do. They think it means racism, and I'm telling you, it literally means don't tread on me. But apparently they don't know what that means. It's like don't step on me. It's like let me, you know, be who I am.
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's our show. Ray's just showing us his gut, so we're out.